In a world where even the most groundbreaking innovations can fail without proper support, the ability to truly enchant others becomes invaluable. Guy Kawasaki's journey into the art of enchantment began in 1983 when he first encountered the revolutionary Macintosh computer. The experience was so transformative that it sparked a 25-year fascination with what he calls the process of delighting people with a product, service, organization, or idea. The book has become a favorite among tech entrepreneurs and business leaders like Richard Branson, who credits its principles for Virgin's customer service approach. Even celebrities like Ashton Kutcher have praised its insights on genuine influence. Beyond business circles, the book's impact extends to education and nonprofit sectors, where its principles help organizations with limited resources achieve outsized impact. What makes Kawasaki's approach unique is that it isn't about manipulation or trickery. It's about creating voluntary, long-lasting support that benefits everyone involved. Are you ready to discover how to transform skeptics into believers and create meaningful connections that last? Enchantment begins with two fundamental qualities, likability and trustworthiness. As Kawasaki bluntly puts it, jerks seldom enchant people. While a magnificent cause might occasionally overcome a difficult personality, building genuine likability makes enchantment infinitely easier to achieve. Creating likability starts with something as simple as a genuine smile, not the fake kind that only engages the zygomatic major muscle, but an authentic Duchenne smile that creates crow's feet around the eyes. This signals warmth and approachability. Your appearance matters too, but not in the way most people think. The key is dressing at the same level as your audience, neither overdressing, which signals superiority, nor underdressing, which shows disrespect. Physical connections matter as well. A proper handshake combines eye contact, an appropriate greeting, a genuine smile, and a firm grip lasting 2 to 3 seconds. Your choice of words reveals your attitude and personality, so use simple vocabulary, active voice, and brevity. Kawasaki notes he's never heard a pitch that was too short. Acceptance of others forms another crucial element of likability. This means understanding that people aren't binary, everyone has strengths and weaknesses, everyone excels at something you don't, people are more similar than different, and everyone deserves grace because they face hidden challenges. Physical proximity enhances likability too. Presence makes the heart grow fonder. While digital communication maintains relationships, in-person interaction creates them. Zappos exemplifies this by designing their workspace to encourage spontaneous encounters. True likability also means pursuing and projecting your passions. Kawasaki shares the story of Dominique Charles Janssens, who dedicated his life to preserving Vincent van Gogh's memory after a chance encounter near where the artist lived. Finding shared passions creates instant connections. Kawasaki notes how his love of hockey breaks down barriers with strangers. Perhaps most importantly, likable people engineer win-win situations and adopt a yes attitude as their default response. This approach requires assuming people are reasonable, honest, and grateful. And while not everyone is, most are. Think people are good until proven bad, not the reverse. Trustworthiness completes the foundation of enchantment. People might like someone but not trust them enough for enchantment to occur. Building trust begins with trusting others first. It must be mutual. Zappos built its business on this principle. Women trust their money-back guarantee with free shipping both ways, and Zappos trusts customers not to abuse this privilege. Being a mensch, someone who's honest, fair, kind, and transparent regardless of who's watching, is essential to trustworthiness. This means acting with integrity, treating those who wronged you with civility, fulfilling promises, helping those who can't help you, suspending blame to focus on learning, and sharing knowledge. Transparency about your interests builds trust. Most people don't mind that you have financial interests as long as you're upfront about them. Damage occurs when people discover hidden interests later. When enchanting for a cause you love, disclosure becomes good marketing. It shows you believe in it enough to work for it. The purest form of giving happens without expectation of repayment. Kawasaki cites Ethiopia sending money to Mexico after an earthquake because Mexico had helped Ethiopia 50 years earlier. This form of giving increases trustworthiness most and creates the deepest enchantment. Knowledge and competence further enhance trust. Knowledge means expertise from education or experience, while competence means progressing from knowing what to do to actually doing it. Terry Gross of NPR's Fresh Air exemplifies both with her interviews that blend empathy, warmth, genuine curiosity, and sharp intelligence. Trustworthy people also bake bigger pies rather than fighting for larger slices of existing ones. Twitter, Southwest Airlines, and Google all expanded their markets rather than just taking market share. This approach increases trustworthiness because everyone can win. The final step in establishing trustworthiness is crafting a concise description of yourself or your organization. A good positioning statement should be short, under 10 words, clear, different, and humble. Even simple positioning can dramatically increase effectiveness, as demonstrated by a real estate office that increased sales by 16% just by having receptionists mention brokers' years of experience when transferring calls. After establishing likability and trustworthiness, you must ensure your cause has the necessary qualities and groundwork to succeed. Great causes share 5 essential qualities. They're deep, offering many features that anticipate customer needs, intelligent, solving problems in smart ways, complete, providing excellent service and support, empowering, enabling users to do things better, and elegant, showing care for user experience. Conducting a pre-mortem helps prevent failure before it happens. Unlike postmortems that determine cause of death after failure, premortems identify potential problems in advance by assuming the project failed and working backward. This reduces premature launches, creates more organized approaches to challenges, and encourages broader team participation. Making your cause easy to adopt is crucial. Sometimes enchantment comes from making it easy for people to do the right thing. Kawasaki describes an experiment at his son's hockey team barbecue where he placed 2 trash cans side by side, one open and one with a lid containing a 6-inch hole perfect for bottles and cans. Without instructions, guests naturally segregated their recyclables. Your message should be short, simple, and swallowable. Use techniques like tricolons, 3-part phrases like I it, try it, buy it, metaphors, and similes. Keep emails to 6 sentences, videos to 60 seconds, PowerPoint presentations to 10 slides, and business plans to 20 pages. Stay positive rather than using scare tactics, and always show respect for your audience's intelligence. Eliminating barriers is essential. Psychology research on cognitive fluency shows people prefer things that are easy to think about. Stocks with easy-to-pronounce names outperform others, and rhyming phrases seem more accurate than non-rhyming ones. Brands with fluent names like Cristal, Tata, and Lego remove mental speed bumps. Default options can remove decision-making fences by guiding people toward beneficial choices. For example, many companies automatically enroll employees in retirement plans with an opt-out option, helping people who are typically poor at saving money. Clear goals and checklists enhance enchantment. Organizations without clear goals waste people's time, which is disenchanting. Checklists help people take action by providing a clear plan, demonstrate respect for people's time, and motivate by allowing people to see their progress. Dr. Peter Pronovost's catheter line checklist at Johns Hopkins Hospital dramatically reduced infections, prevented deaths, and saved millions. Most product launches follow a predictably boring script, thanking the audience, claiming revolutionary innovation, rattling off vague features, and giving incomplete information about availability and pricing. Instead, enchanting launches captivate people's imagination through compelling storytelling. Lois Kelly suggests four powerful storylines: great aspirations, like Steve Wozniak making computers accessible, David versus Goliath, Southwest Airlines challenging major carriers, profiles in courage, and personal stories, sharing specific experiences rather than making general claims. As Annette Simmons explains, it is faith that moves mountains, not facts. Genuine influence means people pick up where you left off because they believe. Creating immersive experiences takes enchantment beyond storytelling by making people lose track of time and suspend their cynicism. Strategic Operations in San Diego exemplifies this by providing hyper-realistic battlefield simulations for military training. You can create immersive experiences by enabling vicarious experiences through audio, video, or virtual reality, recreating realistic settings, giving great demos, using the anchor and twist technique to explain your cause in familiar terms but with new meaning, and differentiating from past experiences with something novel. After storytelling and immersion, hands-on trial is the next step. Effective trials should be easy, immediately available, inexpensive or free, concrete in showing tangible results, and reversible. Amazon exemplifies trial promotion with its Look Inside feature for physical books and downloadable sample pages for ebooks. Environmental factors can subtly influence people's choices. In a study at a UK market, playing French music led to selling 40 bottles of French wine versus 8 German, while German music reversed the trend. Remarkably, only one shopper mentioned music as an influence unprompted, suggesting that environmental elements can influence decisions without people's conscious awareness. Traditional marketing focuses on influentials, journalists, A-list bloggers, analysts, believing they'll sway the masses. But post-internet, people trust friends and casual acquaintances as much as experts. To thrive in this new reality, embrace nobodies who can spread your message as effectively as A-listers. Give up the illusion of control and let your message flow naturally, and plant many seeds to reach more potential advocates. The mere measurement effect reveals that asking people about their intentions actually affects their actions. Simply asking people if they intend to support you provides three benefits. You learn where you stand. The act of asking can push fence sitters to commit, and once committed, people tend to live up to their word. Enchantment is a process, not an event, and instant success is an oxymoron. After launching your cause and gaining initial followers, you'll inevitably encounter resistance. Nintendo's introduction of the NES illustrates this challenge. Americans had written off video games, but Nintendo overcame resistance by positioning their system as a toy with the robot accessory rather than as a gaming console. Five common sources of resistance include inertia. Guy's Law of Enchantment states that people at rest remain at rest unless acted upon by an outside enchanter. Hesitation to reduce options, fear of making mistakes, lack of role models, and the possibility that your cause simply isn't compelling. None of these factors is insurmountable unless your cause truly does suck. Social proof, the concept that if others are doing something, it must be acceptable, can powerfully overcome resistance. In an experiment at Petrified Forest National Park, signs showing multiple people taking wood actually increased theft, while signs showing only one person reduced it. In cultures worldwide, families hire professional mourners to demonstrate the deceased was loved. When social proof isn't feasible, scarcity can increase desirability. Google created artificial scarcity with Gmail's invitation-only launch, causing invites to sell on eBay. Scarcity works best when there's little uncertainty about your cause, while social proof works better when people are doubtful. The most powerful approach combines both, showing that something certain and accepted is also scarce. Transparency helps overcome resistance. When people witness how your magic works, they develop interest. Nova Scotian Crystal demonstrates this by opening their factory to passersby, letting tourists watch craftsmen create crystal pieces. According to CEO Rod McCulloch, this transparency gets them into the showroom to buy $80 glasses. Finding common ground makes you more likable and helps overcome resistance. France and Germany disagreed on many policies, but united Europe by focusing on their shared vision. To find agreement, get personal, get professional, harmonize objections, ask what-if hypotheticals, or move the Overton window of acceptable ideas. When Jerry Sternen tackled malnutrition in Vietnam for Save the Children in 1990, he didn't impose American solutions. Instead, he identified healthy children in poor villages and discovered their mothers added shrimp, crabs, and sweet potato greens to rice. By having these mothers teach others, 65% of children improved within 6 months. The lesson? Instead of forcing your solution, find what's already working and build on it. The goal of enchantment is creating lasting change, not just a one-time transaction. This requires getting people to internalize your values and ensure your enchantment endures by changing hearts, minds, and actions permanently. Internalization happens through three stages: conformity, joining due to peer pressure; identification, seeing commonality with group members; and finally, internalization, genuine belief without coercion. True enchantment occurs at this final level, where people adopt values completely. To prevent pluralistic ignorance, where people go along with something assuming others agree, and collective conservatism, unwillingness to change, you must separate believers from non-believers. Most innovative ideas don't survive within an organization's mainstream. Companies create independent business units for this reason. Macintosh succeeded because the division operated in a separate building under Steve Jobs. Peace doesn't start from the top of societies, but from the middle and bottom. To make enchantment endure, don't focus solely on leaders who have their own agendas of power, money, and self-image. The middle and bottom of organizations matter tremendously. They're who does the real work. Money isn't the ultimate motivator, despite common assumptions. Professor Kathleen Voss conducted experiments showing that exposure to money makes people less helpful and more distant. Wikipedia, created by unpaid volunteers, thrived while Microsoft's well-funded Encarta failed. Adding financial incentives to a great cause may actually hurt it. Reciprocity makes enchantment last. When students from White Knoll Middle School in South Carolina raised $447,265 to replace a fire truck New York lost on 9/11, they were reciprocating for New Yorkers' generosity 134 years earlier. To invoke reciprocity effectively, give with joy, especially to those who cannot help you. Give early, before you need favors back. Give often and generously. Give unexpectedly, and don't hesitate to ask for reciprocity when appropriate. A complementary community or ecosystem fosters endurance by increasing satisfaction and demonstrating your success. Key components include user groups, websites and blogs, consultants, developers, resellers, and conferences. To build an ecosystem, create something worthy. Identify and recruit evangelists, designate an internal champion, give people meaningful ways to modify and improve your cause, publish information, welcome criticism, foster genuine discourse, create non-monetary rewards, and publicize your ecosystem's existence. We're living in a golden age of enchantment where reaching people worldwide has never been easier, faster, or cheaper. Like Dale Carnegie's timeless principles that have kept How to Win Friends and Influence People relevant since 1937, certain technology principles should endure. Engage fast, respond within a day. Engage many, treat everyone equally. Engage often. Enchantment is a process, not an event. Use multiple media beyond just text. Provide value through useful content, personal insights, and assistance. Give credit to sources. Assume people are honest and decent. Accept diverse perspectives while being willing to disagree. Don't tolerate abuse. Limit promotion to about 5% of your communications, and always disclose your conflicts of interest. Great presentations start with great causes and follow these principles. Customize your introduction. Sell your dream, not just products. Structure like a screenplay with three acts. Dramatize with evocative images and minimal text. Follow the 10-20-30 rule. 10 slides in 20 minutes with no font smaller than 30 points. Practice until you're sick of it, then practice more. Warm up by circulating with the audience beforehand and speak as often as possible. Email remains a critical enchantment tool despite social media's rise. To use it effectively, get a professional domain-based address. Secure an introduction from someone the recipient respects. Personalize the subject line. Keep messages to 6 sentences. Demonstrate you've done homework about them. Minimize attachments and ask for something concrete. Twitter is a powerful enchantment tool because it's a push medium where followers don't need to visit your site to see your messages. To be effective, provide valuable content through 5 methods. Push your own content. Use StumbleUpon to discover content based on interests. Leverage SmartBrief's curated industry digests. Use AllTop's topic aggregation, or hire interns to find content for you. Beyond broadcasting links, manually engaging with followers creates true enchantment. Disenchanted employees cannot enchant customers. Providing map mastery, opportunity to improve skills, autonomy, freedom from constant management, and purpose, making the world better, matters more than compensation alone. Your best employees genuinely want to delight customers, but organizations often prevent this with policies designed to prevent losses rather than achieve gains. Take active measures to discover your own shortcomings and begin performance reviews by discussing how your foibles may have affected your employees' performance. The single most powerful management principle is never asking people to do something you wouldn't do yourself. Nothing builds credibility and loyalty faster than this approach. Celebrating team wins can overcome 100 losses and powerfully enchant employees. According to Brenda Bentz, celebrations motivate harder work, unify teams around common goals, uplift mindsets, communicate organizational values, build momentum, and remind employees they work for a winning organization. Whether you like your boss or not, they control what you get from your job. The most powerful way to enchant your boss is making them look good, within ethical boundaries, of course. When your boss asks you to do something, drop everything and do it, even if you think it's suboptimal or less important than what you're currently working on. Underpromise and overdeliver by setting goals you're 120% sure you can hit in 80% of the allotted time. Not all enchanters are ethical or have your best interests at heart. The simplest resistance technique is avoiding tempting situations altogether. If avoidance isn't possible, delay decisions. When temptation can't be avoided, ask, "What will the impact of this decision be a year from now?" Even rich, famous, intelligent people get swindled because they don't know what they don't know and won't admit their knowledge gaps. Consider finding a devil's advocate to spot holes in your logic. A single evocative example doesn't make something true or important. The wisdom of crowds isn't always wise. From tulip mania in 1630s Netherlands to the 1990s dot-com bubble. When faced with an enchanting proposition, use a checklist of critical factors. Would I make the same decision after waiting a week? Will this still be good a year from now? Have I read independent reviews? Am I aware of total costs? Is it ethical, moral, and legal? Will it set a good example? At its core, enchantment is about creating genuine connections that transform skeptics into believers and casual acquaintances into devoted advocates. Unlike manipulation, which seeks one-sided advantage, true enchantment creates mutual benefit and lasting relationships built on trust, authenticity, and shared values. This approach recognizes that sustainable influence comes from serving others rather than serving oneself. The stories throughout Kawasaki's work powerfully illustrate this principle. When Carr and Mueller diffused a tense confrontation with armed guerrillas through the simple act of sharing coffee and showing genuine hospitality, she demonstrated how human connection can transcend even the most dangerous circumstances. Charlie Wedemeyer's inspiring story of coaching high school football from a wheelchair while battling Lou Gehrig's disease showed how authentic leadership can inspire extraordinary dedication. His players weren't just motivated by his tactical knowledge, but by his unwavering spirit and genuine care for their development as both athletes and young men. What makes enchantment so powerful is that it doesn't require massive resources or celebrity status. In fact, the nobodies that Kawasaki celebrates often create more authentic connections than A-list influencers precisely because they genuinely care about the causes they champion. A local environmental activist might generate more committed followers than a famous celebrity because their passion comes from lived experience rather than paid endorsement. When you combine likability, trustworthiness, and a worthy cause with the techniques outlined in this book, you create a form of influence that doesn't just change what people do, it transforms how they think and feel at a fundamental level. In our digital age, increasingly dominated by algorithms and automation, the human elements of enchantment become even more precious and powerful. Genuine smiles, consistent trustworthy behavior, compelling personal stories, and reciprocal relationships stand out precisely because they can't be automated or mass-produced. While technology can amplify your message, the core principles of human connection remain unchanged. By mastering these timeless principles while thoughtfully adapting them to modern technologies and contexts, you gain the ability to create voluntary, enthusiastic support for your ideas and initiatives across both digital and physical spaces. The ultimate test of enchantment isn't measured in short-term metrics or temporary compliance, but in the lasting impact you have on others' beliefs and behaviors. When people internalize your values and continue supporting your cause long after your direct influence has ended, you've achieved something far more powerful than mere compliance. You've created a community of believers who will carry your vision forward, adapt it to new contexts, and share it with others through their own authentic connections. This multiplicative effect of genuine enchantment explains why some movements and ideas persist and grow, while others, despite massive marketing budgets, fade away when the promotion ends. True enchantment creates ripples that continue long after the initial interaction, transforming not just individual relationships, but entire communities through the power of authentic human connection. In an age of increasing disconnection and digital isolation, mastering these principles becomes not just a strategy for influence, but a vital skill for creating meaningful change in the world.